It's HPR, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio and All Things Considered. I'm Dave Lawrence. Continuing tonight, two shows over at the Blue Note, 6:30 and 9, legendary reggae band Black Uhuru. We are privileged to have original member Derek Ducky Simpson. Great to see you, my man. Thank you for taking some time.
Yes, great to be here. I've been here for over two decades.
This comes ahead of what's going to be a really big Black Uhuru tour coming up later this year of the United States.
Oh, yes, September. And we have a new album going to be out in like July. And then we'll go to Europe. Then in September, we'll kick off our West Coast tour. We'll be going to Australia and New Zealand also.
Talk about the record.
Well, it was recorded a couple of places in California, Jamaica, London. And the name of the album will be As the World Turn.
I understand you're looking into some branding opportunities.
Yeah, that's one of my main things now, to get the name brand out there. I'm recording sales has dropped. There's no sales in recording again.
So you got to look at alternatives.
Yes, the internet took away all the sales. In fact, brand shoes or marijuana. There's a lot of marijuana business going on now, you know. I don't know how that will pan out.
You're a real survivor. I've heard you say as a child you were a professional gambler. You were an early ganja smoker. Take us back.
Professional gambler at the age of 15. My gambling name was Doc Holliday. And I started smoking now 54 years from I was 13.
Where did the music arrive and when?
Well, it's funny, you know, my father used to play a Roomba box. It's like a bass, but you sit down like this and play it. It got four, not strings, like four metal, like maybe half inch each.
With different note on each.
Yes, it has bass notes, yeah. My father used to play that and sing and all. Dad was musical, but he wasn't professional. So he would gather us and sat there with his friends and they'll play music all day, you know. That time they'll sing like Mentor or jazz. I know reggae music come out of jazz and stuff like that. My dad was very musical, sing, play rumba box. But I'm really a guy I used to sing with the radio a lot, you know every song, plays on the radio and thing. And so from a very early age, because in my time, you grew up very fast, you know. Because when I was 15, I was a big man.
Physically a big guy?
No, not physically, mentally a big man, yeah. Big also physically, but mentally a big, well grown up, you know. Well, if I was a professional gambler at 15, I mean, you know.
What kind of gambling?
Poker, but I was very good at bone dice. 7-Eleven, they call it Parapinto. I think they call it crap in the casino. Yeah.
You never did the dominoes?
I can play a domino average, but I wasn't really a professional domino player.
That's real serious in Jamaica. A lot of people don't know that. That can be a really heavy-duty game.
It is. It's one of the most popular games in Jamaica. That's all we used to play, domino, cricket, football, you know?
How rough was Waterhouse?
Very, 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 very. Waterhouse is still rough. You grow up and if you're soft, you gotta get tough. And you get tough till you start getting serious. Then you start getting wicked. You know? That's the whole growing up.
Is that one of the rougher parts of Kingston, Jamaica?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's a couple of rough neighborhoods in Jamaica. Waterhouse is one of them. I come from Jonestown. That's bordering Trenchtown. From a place by the name of Rima. I moved to Waterhouse when I was about 11. 10, 11, and my mother died when I was about 11. And then I was like taking care of myself, living on the street, not necessarily on the street, but I do have a mother, a father to like
look after you.
Yeah, so I'm just doing what I feel like doing. Anyhow, there was a couple of guys in Waterhouse who was very musical, and we had a couple of dancers also. So we were always into music.
And you were checking out?
Taking music serious when I met God Dennis. He came to my neighborhood and to live. And my friend is like, hey, there's a guy living beside my yard, you know. He's from Trenchtown and he knows Bob Marley. And I'm like, really? So I went around there and checked Gartian. I start going to Trenchtown. God started taking me to Trenchtown because that's where he's from. And God's sister sings with Bob Marley. She's Beverly Kelso. So God had a close connection with Bob Marley. So I started going to Trenchtown. And then I started learning the music now. So in the Wailers, and there's a group by the name of Wailing Soul. Mm-hmm. So those are the guys that I learned the music around.
Did you name the band yourself?
The name was given to us by a guy, Uhuru. One day he was said to us, like, do you guys have a name? And we were like, not really. Still searching. And him said, call yourself Uhuru. So that's where the name came from. And after a couple of years, we had the Black to it, Black Uhuru.
It's Swahili.
Yeah, Uhuru is Swahili, means freedom, yeah.
When your new record comes out, hopefully we'll do a phoner and talk about it. Would that be okay?
Yeah, yeah, big time, yeah.
Did you have fun tonight?
Yeah, very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Ducky.
Big up. Aloha. It's Derek Ducky Simpson of Black Hole. And don't even think of touching that dial. We are cruising with our friend Dave Lawrence.